Sunday Achim is Kedushim, B'Shem Yilvay Zbat.
That's number one. Anything, Twitter, but simple, there's not a minion, let's say, for example, there's only a minion you can get, so we say there's not a Hetzer, or to make a minion, Kaddish, Kedusha, all these things, one's a Kriya Satura, if that's the case, then one's allowed to go to walk in front of someone's Dangish Panesra. That was Hetzer number one. A mitzvah which is not a bear, that means the person's got another chance of doing it. Let's say he's got a minion now. If he doesn't get this minion, go to a later minion, then he has to go to a later minion. He can't go to this one over here. Yeah? So that's only four mitzvah bears. Now the most covered habrius. Someone goes to the basic kissy. The nice thing is the person behind him standing from for a long time, he can't get through. Another heter, another person allowed to walk in front of the person standing from Esther. Then we said there's another heter, which this is debatable. If someone's got his eyes closed, or he's got a talus over his head. That's a machlokes. The Mishmur is not happy with this. Generally speaking, the possible don't like this heter. They don't like this leniency to rely on this. Then another one, another also questionable, a mechitza which is 10 high and wide 4. It's also not very common. I mean, let's say, for example, this is 10 fucking high, right? And it's 4 wide, but it's not a proper mechitza because, like we said last time, it's got a whole barrier over here. Doesn't work as a mechitza. A mechitza has to be that a partition goes all the way up. And even if it does go up, it doesn't cover the face of the person. So that's very questionable also. Otherwise, Mishmur is not happy with that either. Nice that some people rely on this. Some people do this.
That was... bench in the base of energy.
What?
Some shul. But like here, the shul here, it's 10 for him high.
Is it 4 wide?
There's a gap. You've got to pick it up to see.
I've got a big gap. Very often you've got a big gap down the bottom. Doesn't go all the way down to the bottom.
You don't say lovud or anything.
If you've got lovud, you can have lovud. If you've
less
got three tefachim. Less than three tefachim. So if you rely on the smallest shear of 80 centimetres, then you can have up to 24 centimetres. If you take the bigger shear, you can have a bigger lovud, but you have to have a bigger mechitza. So you have to, it has to work, this mechitza as well. I'm saying, even if you've got this mechitza, it's not posh, it works. Because you're still seeing the face of the person. So it's not so posh, it works. I'm saying, some say it works, some say it works. That was another one. Another one we had was that's a person. Some people said this last time. Someone stands in a place where he's not meant to be standing. He's in the doorway. So some achronim hold in such a case that he's got no right to be there. You can either move him or you're not going to wait for him there. It's also disputable. It's not questioned. It's not clear that is that's okay.
Again, if Rav Oilam Dam's 5, 6, 7 minutes from Ezra. This gentleman tends to daven for a quarter of an hour. Has he got a right just to stand there and stare people?
Where? Behind you?
Even back here.
Yeah, that Mishmur says that. In a shul, he's got a right to be where. In
even
a shul.
Though he davens officially alone.
Yeah. I mean, it's more correct. You ask him what he should be doing. The correct thing is such a person is to move somewhere else. That's true. But now that he's there, you've got no right to object. I mean, you can't object to him. I mean, that, you're right. Really, ideally, lechatchila, such a person should be done somewhere else. He shouldn't be done there. That's what really should happen. Some say he's holding a sefer Torah. The oil was holding a sefer Torah. It's also much as common at Sibur. It's not so posh that either. Then we spoke about a shatz, a chazan, who's got behind him someone davening Shemona Esra. The nice has got a problem. What he should do? He can't go backwards. So we said this really last time, that there's a bit of machlokas over here. I just looked up a bit over the weekend, over the Shabbos, that the issa is definitely, if, let's say I'm done over here, and someone's in front of me here, let's say for example, so he can't go back. What about the side of the person? So that's also quite clear. Let's say this is the person doubling, and I'm standing over here at the side, that's also no problem. The machlokas is, what about stodim shalafonov? It means he can see me. I'm in front of him, but at a bit of an angle. That's called Stodim Shalafonov. That's the machlokas that bit over there. Moira Rom is Machmir and the Eli Rab is Megal. So a lot of people take on this kula. That's why I think a lot of people rely on. They do Oseh Shalom. I mean, that means when you do Oseh Shalom, you shouldn't go like this and you go around in front of him. What you should do is Oseh Shalom, go further away from him. So that's what a lot of people do rely on. That's called Stodim Shalafonov, where you're not mamish in front of him. Yeah, that's a machloka. I'm saying it's also not glat, but that's so if the chazan can do that, that's the best thing to do with the chazan. If the chazan can do that, if the chazan can't do that, let's say he's got three people down next to him, he's stuck. So then many poskim hold that he should start chazos and shatz without going back. Also interesting. So that's what we said last time. Also, a rov who everyone's waiting for, it's very awkward for him that someone's done behind him. So ideally, he should hint to the chazan to start. If that doesn't work, some poskim allow him to do oisah shalom. And then finally, there's another interesting thing over here. is what happens now, someone's finished with Ezra. But the person behind him is still davening. So he's finished, he's ready to do Oseh Shalom, but he can't because the guy behind is still davening with Ezra. So here, Mishra is an interesting thing over here. So he has to wait, first he has to wait. This is the end of Kuf Beis, see page. In his trip to Philosophy, someone behind him is davening. So he can't go back, let's say, because there's a person there. Also, the church proceeds actually when Misha Akhla is he has to wait till the person behind him finishes Manasseh. Same Yasser, because if he doesn't do that, he's going to walk in front of him. So you have to be careful about it. So the Misha Baruch here, but he has to wait. Now, Shaz, what can you do? Are you allowed to daven in that time? So now you finished, you're ready to go to Shalom, but you can't go to Shalom. And let's say you hear the Chazanim, Kedusha, you hear Kaddish, are you allowed to answer? Or you say the simple davening, Asher, the volunteer, can you daven with them? You hear the question? Right. What are you allowed to do? You finish with Esther, you've not done Oseh Shalom. So the halacha is that it seems that once you've actually finished with Esther, the poskim say that what you're allowed to do is daven anything to do with the tzibur, you're allowed to daven. So whatever the tzibur daven, you could do Ashrei, no, so that's a couple of times. Tobiah, anyone with tzibur doing, you're allowed to do.
Can I sit down for tachlin if the fellow hasn't behind me?
That's what we're going to come. That's not so posh. Sitting down.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we're going to come to that system. That's sitting down for someone who's done a tachlin. Sitting down is a bit worse than walking past. Yeah. So this is a bit, actually, Mr. Wilson, you should not sit down. He's behind you.
Behind, yeah.
You'll see it. Right, so we'll see that better time. You should not sit down. You should say Tachman standing up, rather. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But you can say Tachman.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say Tachman.
Sitting down, probably,
yeah. But should you sit down, Mr. Wilson, actually, passes, it's better not to sit down. If he's marched behind you, mm-hmm. You want to sit down. But we're talking about now, what can you say?
What can you say?
So can you say, Ashrei, Volatien, Shir, Shalyoim, all that you can say, the possible okay. Saying. Anything to do with Davni is Mutter. Anything to do at all with Davni is Mutter. Called Davni Shemudushu, which is there, that's how you say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, you're allowed to say, everything you're allowed to say. Sichas Chulin is not allowed. Sichas Chulin, you can't force your friend. But what you can do, actually, that's a question. Can you say Tehillim? It's a questionable. And learning is also a question, as far as I remember. Both those things are, yes, you may allow to learn, and yes, you may allow to say Tehillim. It's not so posh. That means anything to do with the shul itself, whatever's part of the tefillah, that's mutter, you can say. So whatever has to be said, I'm saying, Ashrim, all that is allowed to be said, there's no problem with that. Whether you're allowed to actually Tehillim and learning is questionable. Whether you could do that. I said, that's some posh I make, that's, what do you call it? Okay? Yeah, so actually, he said, Rav Chaim says, yes, because it's such a case, actually. It's Ben say Oseh Shalom without going back. Someone asked this last week, actually. Basically, so the Maaseh, you're the finished with Ezra. Finished with Ezra, you can't go back. That's also interesting. I mean, so the Maaseh, he says, Ben say Oseh Shalom in Roimov.
No.
You can't go back because the guy's done before you. And then you start. So Chaim's asked, can you move your feet? You're allowed to move your feet like a wobble or a wiggly a bit. So the Maaseh, I think Rav Chaim said, also allowed to. Yeah, keep it basic together, but you have to wiggle and move around. I don't know if you can do this, I don't know if you can lift it up.
Well, I heard that from
Chaim,
actually. When
yeah.
He was finished, he moved the feet a bit away.
Let's see if I can find where they are. I wrote this down so I can find it. Oh, you're right. When the Kushani Yocha lives to a big loud, she has misspelled Macherov, Kosova Grand Kron, Han Kineski, and sorry, they show a lot on the Kushurag. So you don't stand with your feet together, but like you're saying, Ela Yocha Larchikon Zumazu. So it looks like you're allowed to move it, so you're allowed to maybe do this, you're allowed to, I don't know, you're standing like this, so it looks like you're allowed to do that maybe.
So that maybe is called a Kira Sagra thing, because anything you can do afterwards is to say, oh, it's short. Or can continue doubling.
I need to do that. It's done. You don't have to do that. If it was an act, you would have to do this. This Akia's run is just for convenience. It's very hard. You're very tired, standing so long. It's like, he's taking a long time, the guy behind you. So it's very hard. So I'm saying, not so posh what you're allowed to do with that. That's another header. So everything you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do.
Then you could say, Tilly, what
can
I say, or what?
Yeah, good question. I mean, is that like Akia's Raglov? It doesn't look like, it's not Mami's Akia's Raglov. You're not done Oseh Shalom yet. So I would have thought you still haven't gained much. It's just as for your own convenience, you're allowed to move your legs. But it doesn't help. He's asking, how can you say it to Tehillim and let's say learn? Let's say you're machmir not to say Tehillim or to learn. But can you at least, let's say, are you allowed to, what do you call it? I would have thought not. I would have thought you can't, because it's not called Akira Zraglov. So it's a bit of my alert. Okay, now next halacha is this one today. Now is also very interesting halacha. So that's more or less this halacha of walking in front of people who have done them. Saying, not potter. The Maaseh we said that Eish Lavrom is Mekel. Eish Lavrom says that we're not sure where he's up to. He learns that Eish Lavrom is no problem. A bit of a kind of so. Not like the Mishnah. Mishnah learns till you mean Oka Rag is a problem. Eish Lavrom learns till El Kain so is not. Once you're in El Kain so, there's no problem. So you've got to stop it when the person's up to there, and you've got other swallows as well. So the mice are people are maker, you want to say. That's what some people want to go on with.
Once you're a kind of soil, after one comes over, so the man of King, you're Kippur.
Yeah. It's actually a good question, actually. What happens in Kippur when someone's saying Al Chetz Tucker? You can see the Moshe in a certain Hattain, right? Go, well, what, first of all, can you answer for anything Ishmael Esther? You have to know what did it's got. Pashas, until you've done Maki, according to Mishra Brewer, until you've done Maki, there's nothing. The next halacha is the hemshah for this, actually, is not standing in front of, or walking in front of someone, but now about sitting. That means you're davening in shul, and I ask the guy behind you is taking a very long time from Ezra. What do you do now? Can you sit down for Asher, or sit in for Taka? What do you do? So here the Mechavis is like this. This is the beginning of Simon Kuf Beis. You must not sit within 4 hours of someone who's davening. Now the Mechavis says like this. Whether you're in front of him or at the side of him. The Ramah as in Beimela Achrov. Also behind him. Now we saw already last week, 4 hours is quite a big way. It's a long way from here to about to the camera or so, yeah? It's about 6 foot. It's a long way. So if someone's done Shemun Esrit comes out, a person should not be sitting that in such a person. Side in the front, side at the side, and side behind. It's quite homo, actually. It's a lot of tables, actually, yeah? Sorry, Akhav Amos. What? Oh, so a few attempts, yeah. But then the Mechava brings one shitter, and the Mechava holds, yes, we show him with the honey minimum outside. All these, even the Hetei, we've got his own outside, of Kenegdoi, in front of him, are freely Kumole Enov Osa. Mummy's in direct lines. That means I'm over here, Darish Peresra, there's a guy by the door there, wants to sit down, way past 6 hours, 4 hours away, but since it's Kumole Enov in front of my eye shot, he's Osa to sit down.
Wow.
That is one shit that the Chara brings down, that Kamole Einov is also. Again, the Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Mishoim, the Chani Minim in Atzad, the whole Atzim Oimrim in Atzad.
You always find somebody speaking Shmoneser.
What?
You can never sit down like that, according to you, because you always find somebody
that... No, it must be direct in front of him.
Oh, direct in front? Oh.
Yeah, that means if I'm done this rest over here, it means straight towards that first door is a problem. Well, Rob standing there is no problem, according to that. Yeah? Because it's
why
not
is the problem? Because you see, the shchil is in the Daladamas. So why do you have to go with
such that's a shayla what this shit to hold. This shit to hold. This is the issue. So, what does it hold? Basically, it holds that Kamala in. Someone explains precisely. This is my comment. It was. Philip connected. I think Kamala owner of the Osir. Interesting what he says. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's Takav Shat? Why is it also so far connected? Says the Mishnah Berurah, another shot over here. Why it's also nearer to Mishtachav Eloi? Looks like you're bowing down to him.
I said, you know, Mishtachav.
What?
Mishtachav.
What does it say?
Not with you.
You said you're Mishtachav Eloi. No, Moish is there, right? Directly in front of me. He's more than 6 hours away. But when I go down like this, it looks like I'm bowing down to that person. We're trying to explain this shitter, which holds that Kamoli Eino is Osa. Means Moshe standing by that door there. Yeah. Mamish a long way away. So you ask the question, what's wrong with bowing down? What's wrong with damning like that, yeah?
Because you're bowing down because you're in the Shmonesra.
Looks like not everyone knows that. But it looks like there's a problem, he said, nearer to the Mishra Ruz Loshen is, nearer to Mishtachav
Alei. So what should you do?
According to this, you can't sit down. You have to stay where you are. And do tak and stand
down. You said you can't bow down because that's Mishtachav Eloi. Sitting down is because...
Of course not, because any movement there looks like you're doing something to him. Yeah, it's a hiddish actually, this is a shitter. So the only thing I can do is stand where I am...
Till he finishes.
Till he finishes. I can say Tachton standing up, I can Daven standing up, I can do everything standing up, but Lemaisa, I should not sit down in such a case. That's what it says. Because it's actually the shitter. Well, by standing, we never had the shitter, yeah? The maximum was 4 hours. The Zoya has, also by Macho. But Lemaisa, Pi Shulchan Aruch, no, it's here, the Shulchan Aruch. Lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Tessa over here. I prechodesh the pasuk kadei kamaisa. The prechodesh pasuk is like the first shitter. That there's no chiluk between in front of him and the side of him, behind him. It's always 4 amas. So that's a big kudah. That so it means you're not your machmir. But he says that's the prechodesh says that. I am achroinim to toiv lahachmir lam and kadei rishona. It's toiv lahach. Sorry, I missed it. Sorry. Very, very hard. As it says, the Maisa wants to try and be Machmir. Oh, no, sorry, I made a mistake here. Yes, it's working. I have a question for the Maisa. I can't inform him, there's no doubt. Shari Akhroin, because she's told the Hakim Kayesh Mishaim. Some Akhroin write on Shri Machmir like this shitter. Yes, it's a huge chumr, actually. I mean, it's not to sit down in front of someone who is actually Davni Shmuel Esra. Yeah, it's a Kiddush. Okay, so let's see some of their tail here in Hilchos. So there's a bit more colours here. There's quite a few colours over here by sitting. And that is number one, the first hetzer that they speak about by sitting down is that if the person is davening, he's allowed to sit down. That means, for example, let's just see, for example, I'm supposed to say Asher in the volunteer. And a person is davening Shmuel Esra, I'm allowed to sit down. Now there's a question about this, whether this works lefonov. It definitely works by the sides and behind him. So if, and let's say on this row behind, I'm davening Shmuel Esra, so really within the poem you shouldn't be sitting down. If you are davening, then you're allowed to. So you want to say Tachnun, you're allowed to sit down over here. If you want to say Asher Evolatzia, you can sit down over here. Whether in front this heter works, that's a bit of machlokes. That's not so poshut. In front, whether this heter works. You're davening, and you're in front of the Mishpat HaTzedek.
Behind.
Realize, what?
Behind.
All right. You must realize, always the front is the worst. Because that's the worst thing to disturb him. So in front of him, the Mishpat is noita lahachmi, that one should not say tachman in front of him. Even though you're sitting down, and you're davening. But at the side of the person, or behind the person, if you're davening, then there's no problem. That's what comes out. Yeah? So you could do that. And the Chorah, I was thinking about this, you could even do this stuff, actually. Let's say, for example, someone who wants to sit down, he could sit down and say a bit of tefillin, say a bit of davening or something, do a bit of davening, and that's also okay. Whether this works for learning and tehillim, that's also questionable, but for davening, certainly this works. All right, so we'll stop there. Where's everyone? What's happening?
I should have my first.
Ah,
fine, found it late. So, why, how can you not see him tomorrow?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Huh?
I'll see you.